From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president has a strong suggestion for the congressional leader of his own political party. One day after U.S. President Donald Trump nominated Neil Gorsuch to fill the vacant U.S. Supreme Court seat, the new U.S. leader said any opposition to the nominee by Senate Democrats would be dishonest, as they approved him unanimously for his current judicial seat. VOA's Jeff Custer has more from Washington.
Speaking to reporters Wednesday, Trump was asked if the Democrats tried to block Gorsuch's approval with a filibuster, would he recommend that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell use the so-called nuclear option and change the Senate rules?
If we end up with the same gridlock that they've had in Washington for the last longer than 8 years, in all fairness to President Obama, a lot longer than 8 years. But if we end up with that gridlock, I would say, if you can, Mitch, go nuclear.
Under Senate rules, it takes 60 votes to end a filibuster against a Supreme Court nominee. The so-called nuclear option would lower that to only a simple majority. Republicans hold a 52-48 majority in the Senate. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Within the last few minutes, White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn says Iran's recent ballistic missile launch is in defiance of a UN Security Council resolution. He also said that the United States is putting Iran on notice. He then walked out of the room. We will let you know throughout the day and on VOAnews.com. Any more information we get on that. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for President Trump to lift his executive order banning Syrian refugees indefinitely from the U.S. and temporarily restricting immigrants from seven countries. This is VOA News.